Nashua is in the midst of a downtown branding campaign with the slogan Dare to Begin and an eye-catching video showing some of the district's most prominent features from above, courtesy of a camera mounted on an unmanned aerial vehicle, otherwise known as a drone. The catch is the system used to make that video doesn't appear to have had license from the Federal Aviation Administration to fly. It's the latest example of the questions raised over drone technology. Here to answer some of those questions is David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and for the website graniteGeek.org. Welcome back, David.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get into the thorny legal questions here, could you just describe this drone video system that they used?
This stuff is available for well under $1,000, even for a few hundred bucks, if you just want to use like a little GoPro camera. What is becoming standard, a quadcopter, a system with a four down-facing propellers, which makes it very stable, and in the middle is a gimbal that holds a little camera, and you send it up and take pictures or video. This particular one, they are absolutely gorgeous. I mean, one of them shows it running along a river, but another one shows it rising up next to the old mill yard chimney, and the best one goes right up alongside the cupola atop City Hall, which has a big golden eagle on it, and you've never seen the eagle up close like you do in this video.
What does the FAA say you should do for something like this video?
There is a licensing procedure, but as they admit on their website, they virtually never give out licenses for commercial applications, basically because they're still trying to draw up rules about it. Obviously, flying is dangerous, and having things flying around is potentially dangerous, and the FAA has long been overseeing it. With manned flight, we've been doing it for 100 years, and they have lots of very specific rules about distances. You have to stay away from structures. Those rules don't really exist for unmanned vehicles. There's a certain some sets of them that are used for radio control airplanes, but they don't really translate all that well necessarily. So the FAA is trying to draw this up, and they say until we draw it up, basically don't do it commercially. Lots of people do it commercially, as it turns out. Many people, as I say, emailed me after the story and said, "What are you talking about? You know, realtors do this, and wedding photographers and others advertise their services that they can do, you know, drone videos from on high of your property." But they're not supposed to.
The other question that comes to mind for me is, this is the dividing line may be harder to find than it might seem at first glance. For example, if the rules say commercial wedding photographers can't put up a quadcopter with a camera, well, what about a wedding guest who owns one who just sends it up as a hobby? And doesn't that then also raise the same potential concerns?
It raises the same safety concerns, but it is okay as long as they don't try to sell a video. It's the commercial aspect is where the FAA can step in. It's the way the regulations work. So certainly if I have a quadcopter with a camera on it, I can send it up and take videos and put them on YouTube, and that's fine as long as I don't try to sell it. Although realistically, I probably could sell them as well, and nobody would actually do anything. The FAA has almost never cracked down on this, though there are some debates. There's a newspaper out in the West Coast that puts them on a website and says it's okay, and the FAA says no. There is a college student in Virginia, actually, who was fined $10,000 because he deliberately pushed it as hard as he could and basically stood in front of the FAA and thumbed his nose at them, just trying to make them crack down on him so he could take it to court, try to define it.
Now, along with federal authorities, states have been looking at this, and New Hampshire is no exception. What bills are lawmakers here looking at when it comes to drone technology?
Well, the two being considered at the moment, they sort of overlap. One would say that law enforcement can't use drones for evidence gathering without a search warrant. And the other one would outlaw what is called surveillance, which basically is defined mostly as using a drone to take a picture of somebody unidentifiable on the ground without their permission. The former one, the law enforcement, actually seems pretty straightforward. Even the law enforcement folks say it's fine with them because they have to get the warrants right now to do other kinds of searches. The one regulating private use of drones, that is the surveillance one, has more problems, as even the sponsor, Neil Kirk of Ware, admits. Trying to balance privacy concerns with my right to do what I want and First Amendment concerns, because the way it is worded right now, we would probably make it illegal to do any journalism with a drone.
I saw that you wrote that Minnesota has weighed in on the potential, or apparently no potential, for delivering beer by drone.
Yes, for some reason they thought it was a bad idea to have drones flying around carrying really heavy six-packs of beer above drunks. I don't know what could possibly go wrong.
That's David Brooks of the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org. Thanks so much for keeping an eye or a remote-controlled camera on this issue for us.
It's always my pleasure.